Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. In the studio with me today reacting is Sheikh Ali Qummi. Sheikh Ali Qummi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks.
So it's great to have you. Normally we react on videos, but one of the things that we saw in this recent post Al-Aqsa storm operation is how different forms of social media have really impacted, you know, the narrative out there. One of those forms was, of course, is via X, which was formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. And so this kind of tweeting that happens. And so it seems like, you know, as soon as something happens, these people come out, they start tweeting, and then followers, and then, I don't know, shares, and these kind of things. And it is one of the ways in which narratives are being created. So in that sense, we wanted to kind of bring up a tweet and react to that, inshallah.
Sure, sure.
This is the tweet, yeah? Bismillah.
Mm. So before we react to it, who is this guy Rishi Sunak?
So Rishi Sunak is apparently the...
Yeah, I know you're eager to introduce him.
Yeah, he's the Indian Prime Minister of the United Kingdoms.
Hmm.
And so I don't know if he was born in the UK or not. So for example, in the US, they have this whole birther type thing. So they think that Obama was born in Kenya. And so he's not really legally supposed to be the president. I don't know. If the people in the United Kingdoms, they haven't done this, they should check out whether Rishi Sunak was, I'm sorry, born in the United Kingdom or not.
Yeah.
Might be even though we did a Keeping It Real on this, by the way, a while back for 2023.
Interesting.
When the new year was coming in. And one of the things that we had found out on Keeping It Real was that he wasn't elected by the people to be the prime minister. So when Boris Boris Johnson he left or stepped down or whatever, they nominated within the party this individual to come and replace him.
Okay.
So he is a prime minister who was not elected by the common masses, just to kind of start that out.
Are the other politicians elected? They're selected as well. Anyways, that's true.
It's a different subject, but they are selected. My background is from the U.S., and so if you go to the United States, it is the lobbies, military-industrial lobby and complex, the arms industry, you know, lobbies, the pharmaceuticals, the food industry, I don't know, fashion, of course, AIPAC and the Zionist lobbies. These are the guys who, I mean, and it's not even something that's conspiracy. It's completely true and out there. It shows you that these people...
They spend on their election campaigns and, you know, so on and so forth.
So,
again, I think that was not the topic, right?
Yeah, so with Rishi Sunak, I think one of the interesting things here is the way that they use words,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, I was going to bring that up.
So one thing that's interesting as compared to video, and especially live, semi-live video, is that, you know, it's going live. But with written, you can be very precise with what you're trying to say. And they have these talking points. Mm-hmm. So for the Palestinians, they always use terrorist.
Yeah.
And for the Israelis, in this case, he didn't use civilian because there were military personnel there, but he used citizens. I don't know if you want to kind of add to that, if that was something you were trying to say as well.
See, I think if you look at this whole setting the narrative, right? The West has always worked hard to set the narrative. It has tried to put labels on individuals, on groups, on different denominations, on different people of different areas, you know, living in different parts of the world. They're good at labeling people. And what do they do with that labeling? They create a perception.
Yeah.
Right? This is a science.
I was
enough
talking
in itself,
to somebody
right?
about this. Yeah.
This is a science. You know, in social sciences, you go through these things. So they're the experts at doing that, right? So
they're
what you
really
see
good,
here
yeah.
is not just, you know, a random Rishi Sunak thought.
It's a very brainstormed it all of a sudden.
It's a very well cooked, very carefully selected words, right? That probably is chief of staff or whatever the replacement is in the UK, even if they have it. You know, they make sure their press writer guy makes sure that, you know, this is the word that they're using and it's going up on their on their social media. And by the way, it's not just, you don't imagine that, you know, after coming back from his office at night, you know, he's in his PJ on his iPhone and, you know, he's scrolling and he typed a message, yeah?
Yeah.
This is not how it works with these politicians.
This is really interesting because this is what sometimes people imagine. Yeah. You know, that he was just relaxing.
Yeah. He's not on the other side of the keyboard, and rest assured.
And
he's,
you know, this is his raw thoughts that are,
these are
very precise.
Social media managers that are hired, and they don't work in isolation either, right? They have a team. You can't just represent somebody this high up in any government, not just UK government. Yeah. Put something on his behalf on the internet, you know. So it's a very well thought of. The whole
this
point
is really
is,
interesting. I mean, I'd never really thought about that. That no, you know, that this is not.
And this is the type of depth that we hope, inshallah, to develop in ourselves and inshallah in our viewers as well as we go. This type of depth is very important for us to realize what's going on in reality, right? Yeah, yeah. Don't just imagine things, you know, as you would generally.
Or as they want you to believe, right?
Yeah. So that's the first point. Second is like when we talk about terrorist Hamas, right?
Yeah, sure. Oh,
this entire thing has always, always, always bothered me from the very get-go.
Okay.
That who are these people, select few people, who
are
labels,
known as Hamas?
No, who labeled someone as a terrorist.
Mm. Yeah, who gave, okay.
What license, what credentials do you have to define for the entire world who a terrorist is, who a citizen is?
Yeah, who made you the boss?
Who made you the boss, right?
Yeah, who made you God?
And this is again something the viewers should be questioning, right? So they get up one morning, you know, and they get together with their team and they're like, you know, today we're going to say Hezbollah is a terrorist. Today we're going to say Hamas is a terrorist. Anybody we don't
IRGC like... IRGC is a terrorist.
IRGC is a terrorist.
Qasem Soleimani is a terrorist.
Ayatollah Khamenei is a terrorist, right? Anybody we don't like...
Hitler is a terrorist.
Put terrorist, yeah? What are you trying to do, right? And why is it that the world should follow the norms or the definitions or the labels that you create? Right? Before talking about this, you know, pathetic tweet.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you.
It's just,
there you
know,
go. This pathetic tweet.
Yeah,
like,
this low life.
That his staff writer, you know, pathetically.
Prime Minister. Yeah. You know, they have no right to tell that Hamas is a terrorist organization or it's a terrorist group. Hamas is a legitimate, democratically elected
thank you.
Party of Gaza. And they run the entire Gaza Strip. At top of that, there are Palestinians who have been defending their rights in the face of blatant and brutal oppression, aggression, and genocide and terrorism of the Israeli regime.
For 70 years.
This is who they are, right? You don't like them, it's your problem.
Yeah.
Right? This is, they represent the people of Palestine.
What's also really crazy, for example, is when we start to say, the Palestinian citizens and the Hamas citizens and the Israeli terrorists, man, it really bothers the heck out of them. Like,
of
they go bonkers.
Of course.
Why did you call the Palestinian citizens?
Yeah.
Why did you call them civilians? And why did you call the Israelis terrorists?
Yeah.
Well, you know, rebuttal. Yeah. Why do you keep on calling the Palestinians terrorists and all of the Israelis the civilians when the reality on the ground, as you said, 70 years, man, they're kicking down doors and they're, you know, so 17 years of siege just on the Gaza Strip.
Exactly.
The 17 years, no, they're not letting aid in, they're not letting, you know, and now, so for example, it's been at least 2 to 3 weeks now that they have complete siege, no water, no fuel, no fuel, no electricity, right? There's all these, you know, trucks.
I can't imagine being there and living there, you know.
And this is another thing. I mean, I want you to talk about this, you know, I don't want to, but this idea that many of us across the world, when we go home after our work or when we go home from school, right, we have a comfortable place, and we totally forget what these 2.3 million individuals are going through in the Gaza Strip.
They don't have medicines. They don't have the basic necessities. They don't have water to drink.
Their kids there,
just imagine you going home and you finding out that your kid has not drank water.
Or has died.
And now you cannot provide for him either.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
This is how they're... The constant threat of a...
airstrike.
And if you go to the Israeli side, because, you know, some people might really... naive, say, oh, that's what the Israelis have to know. The one of the things that on October 7th, right, these Israeli people, they were like, they had a music festival.
Yeah.
They're out there dancing, having
fun. And by the
way,
I've made it very clear, there are no two sides. One is the occupier, the other is occupied. It's as clean and as simple as that, right?
Yeah.
So this whole, you know, attempt of the media, social media, you know, state-sponsored and corporate-sponsored social media, and also the mainstream, so-called mainstream media, they keep pushing for two sides, you know. So Palestine has done this and Israel has responded, or Israel has done this and Palestine. There are no two sides. One is the terrorist and the other is victim. Why in the world have you turned a blind eye towards the victim, being the victim or victimization of the Palestinians for over 70 years? Why? Right? And just like 2 weeks ago, when the Zionist regime of Israel gets a good slap on the face by the fighters, by the freedom fighters, those who are trying to liberate their own land, or they start to play victim all of a sudden, right? I wanted to go back to these official statements of the officials, and I think we've run out of time probably, but just one small point, if you allow me.
No, please,
See, if you notice nowadays that social media is being used by the head of the states, even the head of the snakes, right, like the UK and the US, right? They use it to make official statements, right? Social media is not average platform for you to connect with your family anymore, right? Maybe it started at with that
theme. Yeah, this is really interesting.
Back in the day, it's not that anymore. It is a very politicized space, if you would, right? The heads of the states coming to the social media platforms to give official statements is a huge thing. So you start, you should start looking at these
tweets and statements,
these platforms,
platforms
as highly politicized, highly politicized.
And this
they
is
have an agenda.
Our scholars.
So
that
when you
say
see
religion and politics,
I'm
is
going
separate.
Somewhere with it. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry, because it's gonna become a talk show. And
No talk show. It's right? reaction time. Okay.
This is very important, right? When you see that, let's say, head of the state of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You know, let's
say... They'll censor it.
Aga Raisi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He writes something, or Ali Abdullahian, I think his name is,
the foreign minister, right? Yeah, he's a cool
guy. Islamic Republic. If he writes something, right, you see that the viewership has come, the sharing is, very few, little, you know, and the likes are little. But when you go to, let's say,
Donald Trump
is...
I don't know, he might come back. Yeah,
well, yeah,
it's kinda scary.
That's going to be interesting.
Destroy America.
But when you look at Biden, for instance, right, or one of their foreign minister, or, you know, one of their officials, right, and you see, like, oh, mashallah, there's, like, so many of them. This is a psychological warfare that they're waging against you so that you feel that they are so famous while the Iranian president is not famous.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
And automatically that makes you think that what he's saying is right, and what the other guy who has less views is saying is wrong.
Exactly. That's the secondary objective, right? Or this can be primary and the other can be secondary.
Sure,
but
sure.
there are multi-layered objectives that they have in mind when they do such things, right? So this is something for our viewers to keep in mind and not just take things at its face value. Inshallah, have that depth in you to be able to analyze what's going on in the world.
Inshallah.
And, you know, try to find out truth, because truth is... which we side with, the oppressed is who we side with, and we are the advocates of the oppressed, you know, wherever they are in the world.
Inshallah. Jazakallah, thank you so much for joining us on Reaction Time. Dear viewers, until next time, this was Reaction Time.